The seven sacred flames, what are they and how to use them? Explained by Adama, the father of humanity and high priest of Telos Lemuria. Received and written by Philip Elton Collins of the Angel News Network. Beloved humanity, God being man, upon the surface of this laboratory of learning love, planet Earth, we of the energies and consciousness of the inner Earth civilization of Lemuria come to you at this crucial time within your ascension process, raising your frequency of existence to advance in order to join us, to once again offer daily tools to assist your process and journey to return to your divinity. There were those of you who believed that your ascension would automatically take place during 2012. At this time, we wish to review and introduce to you the purpose and continued gift of the seven sacred flames and how to apply them within your weekly calendar. Ascension is an individuated process of inside out, not outside in. You're all destined to arrive at your ascension. You're all in the process of ascending. How and when you arrive is your freedom of choice and will. We within the inner Earth civilizations of Lemuria, who once dwelled upon the surface of this planet, like you now, do have held in daily devotion our love and support for these sacred flames for eons. These have allowed a frequency and pathway for you upon the surface to journey back home to your divinity and not repeat the insanity of the past. It is time, if you so choose, to begin supporting these flames in a daily, more forthright way. The reason we went from the surface of the planet to the interior, receiving a dispensation from higher realms, was due to the wars and abuse of the planet, not unlike what you are experiencing now, but in a more advanced, extreme way. The correlation of these sacred flames to your soul plans, chakra system, and days of the week is another demonstration of the perfected design of the universe and you. This is a more simplified, concise presentation of this teaching than ever before. The intention of this simplified teaching is to allow a faster integration of these energies during these times of transition. What are the seven sacred flames? The seven sacred flames are bands of energy and consciousness from creation to support the divine soul plan of this planet and all things within and upon it. This includes you. The purpose of this planet is to express love by learning to love, the building block of creation. Loving self, your purpose, your endeavor in being here, others, and to be in service to your world. You came from love. You are love and lovable. The seven sacred flames are gifted to your planet every day of the 7 days of the week. Each day has a correlation flame which also connects to your seven chakra systems, which reflects the star systems which seeded your planet, which maintains and sustains your existence upon the planet. Becoming aware, conscious of each flame and its respective day will assist you in maintaining the balance of your emotional, mental, and physical bodies, thus advancing your ascension. How you feel and think affects your energy flow and balance and creates your reality each day. Within your ascension process, it is essential to balance and consciously apply these sacred flames in order to further embrace your divine destiny to return to being the eternal being of light you are. For those of you receiving this wisdom and truth at this time, it is an important fragment of your soul plan, if you so choose to do so. What do the names of the days really mean? Your present days of the week were named by the Romans using Latin words. The English versions reflect an Anglo-Saxon influence of gods and mythological figures. Each day of the week is also affected by the electromagnetic force field inside and around the planet, since each day is positioned within a different 3D Earth time. What has been lost and or confused is that the names of the days of your week are also the planetary ascension pathway journey of humanity within this solar system. This is a vast teaching unto itself, which will soon be revealed to humanity when you are ready to know and accept your origins and true history. Beginning with the sun for Sunday, the birth mother of the planets, followed by Monday for the moon, where much of the DNA for humanity was originally stored, Tuesday for Mars, Wednesday for Mercury, Thursday for Jupiter, Friday for Venus, and Saturday for Saturn. Through your distorted history, the actual order of the planets within the solar system and the days of the week within the week have been misaligned. Suffice to say, the names of the days, your chakras, and these seven sacred flames all have divine meaning, value, and purpose, and are interrelated. All things within the universe are interrelated. What is the chakra system? Many of you are familiar with the names and or functions of your chakra system. Each of these seven major chakras are primary energy centers that has its own character and corresponds to a unique aspect of your being. You are in the ascension process of activating additional five chakra systems to complete the connection of the 12 star systems which seeded your planet. From the first chakra, physical vitality or survival, to the seventh chakra, totality of your beingness or spiritual perfection, the chakras are spiritual energetic entities, each being a realm of being and consciousness. The energetic functions within each chakra are what make every aspect of your bodily, emotional, mental, and spiritual life possible. Every chakra is receiving energy into itself from all around, and it is that energy that supports the energy field and the entire process of each of you. We shall now correlate each chakra with a specific sacred flame and a day of the week in order to further support your ascension process. Please notice there are seven flames, seven chakras, and 7 days divinely designed to work together. The number seven contains an energetic 3D density building block upload and foundation for life as you know it. The flame of the will of God, Monday, the first day of the week, an initial flame needed. Chakra 4, throat, communication, creative expression. God is love, and God's love is unconditional. What humanity is at present learning is to love self, others, and your endeavors in order to be in world service. This will of God being love is the attribute that will facilitate your ascension process and is an important way to begin your week focusing on this truth. A good way to begin is by having gratitude for what is in your life rather than focusing on what is not. Surrender to what is. Let go of your fears, an absence of love, judgments, and shaming of self and others through love. You can best be in world service by clearing and cleansing yourself first. See everything you create in your life, and you are creating it all, as a learning tool by taking ownership of it all. Accept with compassion and forgive how you have chosen to learn what you need to learn, the way you need to finally learn it. The universe would be incomplete without each and every one of you, or you wouldn't be here, and is divinely designed to give you exactly what you need. Only you are preventing that through your relationship with self. How long have you mistrusted or not remembered or known the forces, God, that created you? Surrendering to God's will, this particular sacred flame of love allows you to finally embrace your divine birthright. Perhaps you not trusting you being God is what needs to be healed now. It is time, if you so choose, to let go of the fears that gave birth to this lack of trust that has been passed on from many incarnational cycles. In effect, trusting God is also allowing the commitment to your higher self, your soul plan, that you intend to achieve your ascension through your self-mastery. The Flame of Cosmic Love, Tuesday, Chakra, Heart, Universal Love, Compassion, Empathy. Building upon the previous flame, the love of God, you being God, experiencing itself, this Tuesday flame's energy is about a deeper, true understanding and meaning of love. This flame eternally lives within your heart, signifying to the universe that you are a divine being having a human experience, knowing you are God experiencing itself in all ways. Through the love directed through this heart flame, you come to know you are a student at the love adversity, planet Earth, to become love incarnate by creating communities of equality, harmony, and balance. Divine love is changeless and constant and not dependent upon anyone or anything. It is the highest vibrational building block of creation. Love within this cosmic love flame is the highest expression of creation, and it is your destiny to become your highest expression of self. Cosmic love is a neutral and organic expression and activity of God's creation. Human love is a mere distorted reflection of this love. Cosmic love is not a human feeling being emoted. It is the law of attraction in action that attracts like kind. This love flame contains acceptance and compassion and forgiveness to free you from yourself. It is an energy that creates miracles, heals emotional, mental, and physical imbalances, connects you to the highest realms from whence you came. Cosmic love is the only true and lasting force in all creation. It is the power and vibration of life. It is you becoming you. Call upon this flame at the beginning of your Tuesday and see what terrific Tuesdays you tote. Flame of Healing and Manifestation, Wednesday, Chakra, Third Eye, Forehead, Visualization, Higher Realm Sight. This sacred flame's energy is about a process of healing from the inside out. Anytime you assist your or another's healing, it is a process of your receiving and allowing the giving and receiving to self or another to heal themselves. Unfortunately, most of humanity does not know the cause and effect of the organic imbalances which create what you call disease and death. Death being the final hurdle for humanity to free itself. Most of your diseases and imbalances are caused by an imbalance of energy flows throughout the body. This complete science of this is available to you through the archangelic realms serving humanity through this endeavor called the Angel News Network. These imbalances are created through the emotional body. During the present ascension process of the planet and humanity, the accumulation of emotional trauma from past and present lives is taking place. What is taking place now is a final clearing and healing. In order to truly heal the physical body, you need to first heal, feel, release the deep-seated feelings that cause the imbalances, not being worthy or good enough. When balance and harmony are regained, the body will automatically balance and the healing can become permanent. There are personal processing tools available to you from higher realms to assist you. Ask and you shall receive. You are designed and created to be in perfect health. Your highest selves can never be ill. You are not your illness. What you create in your bodies is not so simply a way you have chosen to learn what it is you need to learn the way you need to learn it. Because of the misuse and abuse of your freedom of choice and will and lack of self-mastery and applied love due to uncontrolled emotions and thoughts, you have created the reality that exists in your personal lives and world. Internal and external pains are always mirrors of inner pains and fears. These mirrors what needs to be healed and transmuted through your consciousness. If you so choose, it is now time to thoroughly heal the past and present and embrace and create a new paradigm of we consciousness, unity, based upon love for yourselves, one another, your soul plan, and planet. There are many higher realm tools and messages available to you to achieve all of which we speak. Are you ready to apply them? Flame of Resurrection, Thursday. Chakra Solar Plexus, Creation of Life, Perception, and Self-Empowerment. This Thursday flame focuses on the energies for the resurrection and self-empowerment of your destined divinity. You have chosen as a divine being to have the human experience to learn what you agreed to learn the way you are learning it. The reason you have chosen this path is to become the master teachers of your world and beyond. Straying from consciousness into duality and separation has veiled you from your truth, but connecting with this flame's energy will reconnect you. Remember, freeing you from yourselves through ascension is the main reason for your many lifetimes on this earth. Through the balancing of the masculine and feminine energies, you will further come to know who you are and why you are here, while discovering and applying your gift and talents into we consciousness. In fact, you are within the final epoch of your planet, creating the long-awaited final golden age of moving from the shadows of the light. Again, we wish to remind you there are many teaching and tools from we higher realms to assist you. The time is upon you to awaken and remove the man-made dogmas and doctrines which has kept you prisoner on your own planet too long. This flame has the power of resurrection for all of humanity, raising the vibration of the planet for all within and upon it, while transmuting all density into light. You came from light. You will return to light. Where there is light, there can be no lack and limitation. Your self-love mirroring out into the world powers the resurrection flame. Your self-love allows you to receive and give in the balancing, knowing you are creators through feelings of gratitude. Knowing and loving your higher divine self will create the life you say you want. It is time, if you so choose, to cast out all doubt, fear, and ignorance, the monsters of mankind, and surrender to not knowing in order to allow all divine possibilities and probabilities to arise. When you live in the moment of now, you live with the resurrection flame, which holds the blueprint of your divine soul plan, your purpose, your reason in being here. Many of you believe from your mind, and some know from your heart, that your ascension is possible. But the mind wants to know how and when. The process of self-mastery is a unique process for each one of you that will be revealed the moment it is meant to be. Through your beingness, you, the Creator, will create. The Ascension Flame, Friday. Chakra, sacral, base of spine, desire, including sexual energy. Ascension is a divine process of the transmuting of your dense, carbon-based human self into your light-bodied, etheric, higher self, moving from unhealed me consciousness into united we consciousness. During this process, all negative emotions, thoughts, false beliefs, habits, and patterns that no longer support your highest good and ascension are dissolved. The ascension flame is an energetic, essential tool to assist your journey. During the ascension process, it is necessary to learn to control and transmute any and all emotions and thoughts that do not reflect your higher self. Many universal laws, such as cause and effect, balance of giving and receiving, balance of masculine and feminine energies, and karmic consequences, have been gifted to humanity to speed your ascension process. The universe is balanced through such laws, and it is your destiny to know and master them. The ascension flame also holds the energies of unconditional love, balance, and harmony that allow the creation of communities of equality, harmony, and balance. All life forms need to be respected and honored in order to live together in peace, knowing you are all essential aspects of this planet. Connecting directly to the higher realms that maintain and sustain your existence and becoming multidimensional is the new normal. Honoring the body temple that houses your emotions, thoughts, and physical being will allow the transmuting of that body into light at the appropriate moment for each of you. Through the ascension flame, every atom, electron, and cell of your body becomes completely transmuted into your ascended mastership to be in world service and beyond. Since the planet, a conscious being herself, has chosen to ascend into light, becoming a star, all upon and within her body were transformed to light as well. This is the destiny of all planets born from light to return to it. Those who choose not to ascend will be given an opportunity elsewhere. It is time to surrender with joy and an attitude of gratitude for the amazing opportunity being gifted to humanity, if you so choose. As your world continues to appear in upheaval, perhaps it is time to release your old patterns and habits and behavior with compassion and have truth for your beingness of love. Your planet is going to ascend with or without you. What do you choose? Know through your heart that your past and present behavior will not be tolerated much longer, and your lack of consciousness will heal. It is up to you when and how. The Violet Flame of Transmutation, Day Saturday, Chakra, Base of the Spine, Seat of the Soul, Physical Vitality, Survival. If it resonates on Saturday, when this flame is most powerful, connect with the vibrations of the violet flame, which induces the frequency of shifts, changes, freedom from self's lack and limitations, initiating the clearing and cleansing of wounds and ego defenses which prevent your self-mastery. This flame is very effective in balancing the emotional and mental bodies, which can contain negative emotions and thoughts, affecting your reality. Being present in the now moment of life through this violet flame clears many aspects of the past and future affecting you now. Accepting with compassion your divinity and your pathway to it are essential aspects of this flame. Your resistance to who you are is reduced greatly in the presence of this tool. The balanced energies of the divine masculine and feminine affects positive permanent change and can dissolve karma through this violet frequency. Universal law requires resolution to all matters through acceptance and compassion, thus forgiveness, the key ingredients within this flame. Intending no hidden personal or political agenda through this energy can and will produce peace on Earth. This planet can no longer tolerate the continued abuse of humanity and survive. The new world unity paradigm for Earth and your selected leaders will largely come from violet frequencies. People will become more aware of how they are creating the world you see now and can begin to make another choice. It is essential that people become conscious of their emotions, thoughts that create actions. Your weather patterns are created by the stored emotions and thoughts within your atmosphere and radiate out into the cosmos. The violet flame can allow the learning of the needed lessons through grace and ease rather than through destruction and pain. The illumination and wisdom flame, Sunday, chakra, crown, totality of beingness, spiritual perfection. This flame focuses on the divine mind, mind of God, which can reflect into your own human mental body and allow the believing human mind to return in service to the knowing heart. Truth and applied knowledge, wisdom, and consciousness lives within this divine mind. As you learn to connect with this higher mind, you can surely create and illuminate the life and world you say you want. This Sunday flame increases not only illumination through wisdom, but supports you bringing your talents and gifts out into the world in order to raise the vibration and frequency of humanity. Through your resonance and discernment and teaching truth, there is very little truth in your world today. You enlighten your world. This flame further allows humanity to know exactly what is going on in the world, revealing the hidden forces that have been controlling your planet for eons. More than ever, humanity is in need of consciousness, enlightenment, to fully understand and accept your divinity in contrast to what is transpiring in your world at present. Humanity has been asleep for a long time, and much separation and confrontation and pain has been created as a result of your slumber. Incarnation after incarnation, you have brought the erroneous imprints from past lives into the present. The time has come for this to stop and to see your divinity in full focus. Your true nature as a spiritual being is in the state of being, an awakened state of consciousness that brings you back to the reality of you being love, loved, and lovable, allowing your divinity to be fully expressed through your beingness reflected within your doingness. This flame represents manpower transmuting into God power, wisdom, applied knowledge, into any and all areas needed in your life. The mind of God represents a cosmic consciousness that knows all without limitation. The human mind is fettered by the ego, filled with wounds and defenses, untrue beliefs about self, others, and your world. What is needed and supplied here is a transformation through applied knowledge, wisdom, allowing the release of patterns and habits that no longer serve you or your world. If you are willing to be and do the work, all tools are available to you. You can transform yourself and your world into the paradise that exists in higher realms. This is the human contract you signed and agreed to before coming here. It is all your choice. No one can nor will force you into embracing your divinity. Your evolution is assured. How and when you arrive is up to you through your freedom of choice and freedom of will. In conclusion, these seven sacred flames are essential aspects of your ascension process enrolled at the Loveiversity called Planet Earth. It is time for humanity to bring its own personal contribution and use of these sacred flames into your daily lives, if you so choose. The inner earth civilizations have maintained and sustained these flames for eons, so you have a path home. It is time for you to take responsibility for these truths and tools yourselves to prevent a consequence not fully to your liking. The daily use of these flames creates an energetic upload to support your personal ascension process. The teachings within these flames contain cosmic truths to awaken humanity from a deep sleep. These sacred frequency flames contain divine intelligence and consciousness that knows exactly what you need now. There are untold numbers of higher realms working within each flame. Again, this is a concise, simplified teaching of these sacred flames to allow a faster integration of wisdoms that have been previously brought forward in a more lengthy and detailed fashion. It is an essential aspect of this channel's fragments within His divine soul plan to assist us at this time. Adama, Father of Humanity.